That informs me that Annie's is a new grandmother, and so will not be joining us today. So I've assumed the role, so.
Watch out.
Yeah, exactly. This is two in a row. I'm not gonna give up this gavel easily. So, let's convene, and if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Colter?
Present.
Ms. Davis?
Here.
Ms. Braggins?
Here.
Ms. Barnes?
Here.
Ms. Hints?
Here.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Shelley?
Here.
And Ms. Walker is excused?
See, yes.
Okay, understood.
All right. Everybody's had a copy of the ebook, so if you could take a quick look at the minutes. If anybody has any questions, edits, or comments. So if somebody wants to move the minutes to be accepted.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, minutes approved. Right. Now we're going to go to the second item, convene into closed section to hear disciplinary matters related to the various statutes listed. So we will go off the record now. Oh, can I have a motion to that effect? And a second?
Second.
Any? All right, I guess we'll just buy such. I'll watch your language. So.
I knew we weren't on tape before then.
Discussion related to members of the Black Male Achievement Advisory Council. So in your packet, you received some explanation letters from the clerk's office. If you could take a gander at those real quick.
I believe I included the letter that the chair requested.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so that everybody can know I have a reminder.
And we were just asking for clarification, and it appears that there is no conflict. Somebody sees something else.
Well, I think we were just concerned that
they have control over
that they have control. They're handing out some money, and if so, if they were handing out money, they had the final decision on handing out money. Then they needed to file statements of interest.
That was the clarification.
And the response says no.
Says they're just providing recommendations.
No. I would think
no filing report.
That answers the question.
All right. So now, who do we have to let know? Or how would we go? I mean, do we need to send a letter back to somebody?
Where'd the original request come from, John?
It's
every time a body's formed.
Oh, okay. They just
determine
whether it should be wise
out,
or not.
And then I bring it as an item for discussion on the board.
Okay.
So unless...
If they don't need to be Y-footed, we don't need to notify anybody. It's only if
it's
they do have to.
It's basically my own note.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Because otherwise, then I would forward a letter
saying
with the ethics, from the ethics board to the finance and personnel staff person, letting them know
these people are Y-footnoted.
Right.
Okay.
So I got my answer.
Good. All right.
Staff assistant's report.
See? Staff assistant. Anything to report?
Other than the new statement of economic interest of newly hired and newly appointed individuals. Everything's quiet.
Great. All right. So now we move to statement of interest. If everybody could take a quick look through those to see if they are what is clear and complete.
Jewel Curry's a little interesting. Under investments, she puts 401.
Statement.
I know she means 401k, but I think we're supposed to have the name of the sponsor.
I thought for a while, retirement plans.
I went back and then I couldn't get it this morning. Or email.
No, we usually have 401k. I don't have the investments in front of me, Brad, but it strikes me only because, unfortunately, I have too much history on this board, but I remember when we argued about 401ks, about whether, for example, if you had Vanguard, whether you had to list every Vanguard.
I guess I'm going back to when I filled mine out, which was fairly recently, and I thought when you're listing what was need to be listed, it excluded retirement benefits, because really you have no choice on the funds that are picked in your 401k.
I don't, where are the instructions? I don't think that's the case, but I don't have them.
And maybe I'm misremembering what I did on mine, but I thought there was an exclusion.
I know that I put mine on there.
I mean, mine are on there, I know that. Yeah. Our administrator's Vanguard, but I remember years ago when we would argue about whether somebody had to list all the assets or... Like the city of Milwaukee, you know, somebody might have, was listing the city of Milwaukee sufficiently that they'd have to list, like, but something strikes me that was somebody who watched 401, that's
401k.
That one violates our typical rules of no matter how streamlined you get, that one's a little bit too streamlined. I don't know, but Mr. Shelley has the instructions,
well,
so this, I'm
but
sure.
These might be the old instructions.
Well,
I don't know if they've, how
but
much
they haven't changed in... 3 or 4 years, so.
I'm trying to think because the question has come up before, and it's basically if the employee has the power of maneuvering those funds,
choosing investments,
then they do have to list them, right? So I think that's what I remember talking with you the one time, right? But I know there are individuals that go way beyond detailing.
This says list the security by name. Do not list deferred compensation plan or IRA or Charles Schwab. List the sponsor's name, not only not each separate fund within the mutual fund or money market.
Yeah, so, I think that was supposed to intended to go to like Fidelity or.
Right. Well, that's if that
or,
says Fidelity or Janus.
The one question I had on this one, that's why I wanted to reread it, was that this is the Board of Zoning, and this is someone engaged in real estate. You know, I sort of sit on the fence, because you want to have people with expertise on your board, but in this case, would that be considered possibly a conflict of interest? Or I guess they would just...
recuse
themselves.
They have to recuse themselves anything
pertain to them.
And I think part of this is the why we have these statements is so that we can see when there are potential conflicts of interest. So if she would have, you know, some zoning that would affect some of her rental her property, then we would know that. I just in my quick look at the instructions, I think 401, unless that's the actual name of the company that runs this, is probably inadequate.
I think it needs to be
Vanguard,
which
Fidelity.
One that you choose. Yeah.
Well, perhaps we could just send her, I guess, an email asking
we've asked some people
just for a little clarification on that oral.
On the first one.
Yeah, on Miss Curry.
Jewel
on
Curry.
This right here, this 401, that we would need the name of the company that administers it. I wonder if what's the right word.
Sponsor. I mean, give her examples of sponsors such as like Vanguard.
Yeah,
Melody,
and like in the instructions, they have some of that.
Okay. Wells Fargo.
No, every time I hear Wells Fargo, I immediately break into song, and so I'm resisting that.
You are on number.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue on with the statements of interest. Any other questions, either for Ms. Miller or Mr. Levinson? I think that's...
I'm looking.
And then Ms. Agron,
which
I refer to as a male in my first year.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Well, I just saw...
It's actually Reyes Agron.
Okay.
Yeah, listen.
Well, then I looked and I saw Lucy, and I'm like, oh, jeez. Oh, well.
It'll never get
out of here. But I did find the resume interesting, Lucy.
Yeah.
Except for clarification on Jules.
I think that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. So other than that, they all look good. The next, setting the meeting date. We typically meet on a Wednesday. I have a conflict the next 3 months because I will be teaching at Marquette, but given the outstanding attendance at this one, we don't have to worry more.
But I got dragged here kicking and screaming. I have six deals back at the office.
We are so grateful for you being here.
Only six, Pat?
Only six. Only six. God, why are all these days so barred out? Oh, my secretary's on vacation.
So the 18th would be the next date. That would be next up in the queue, the third Wednesday of September.
Yes. And my suggestion would be to keep those dates just because it's been consistent and sometimes the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. So.
Of the one.
Yeah.
October 16th, however, I will not be here. So you can plan that one ahead because I got to be in Chicago that day. So if we're missing two, we should at least watch out for quorum problems.
Right. Who else is not going to be here on October?
Rob won't be.
I'll miss the next three meetings on Wednesday.
And I'm not going to be here because I have to be in Chicago.
I'm okay.
And looking at my calendar, I can see that won't be changed.
Supposed to be Madison, but that can be the afternoon. So.
November's okay.
All right.
And then November 20th, I guess if you're looking.
November 20th? Mm-hmm. Is that the day before Thanksgiving?
It is.
No. No. I think it's the week. It's the week later, right? Which is a little odd. But there you go. All right. So the next meeting will be September 18th, starting at 9 a.m. in a room to be determined.
And just so we have them all for the rest of the year, it looks like 9/18, 10/16, 11/20, and 12/18.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. So whatever that, the third Wednesday of the month. Wonderful.
Do we have to have a motion? No.
I don't know. I can never. I always go back and forth on that. Do you need a
motion? Dismissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, motion.
Somebody? I motion.
Second.
We
there. Yeah. The chair notices it. We're done. Thank you all.